There's no single canon of scriptures in the case of Buddhism, as there is perhaps in the cases of the Jewish Bible, the Christian Bible, or the Islamic Quran. There's no one single canon. In fact, today there survive three principal canons of Buddhist scriptures. There's the Pali canon, a set of texts that survives in Pali, an ancient Indian language closely related to Sanskrit. There is the Chinese canon of Buddhist scriptures, which consists primarily of translations into Chinese from Indian languages, from texts that were originally composed in India in different Indian languages. And finally, there is the Tibetan canon of scriptures, again, a large collection of texts translated from mostly Sanskrit into Tibetan. The Pali canon, which is the collection of Buddhist texts from which the texts translated in the sayings of the Buddha come from, the Pali canon is the only canon of Buddhist scriptures, the only canon of Buddhist texts that survives in a complete form in its original ancient Indian language. The Pali canon is authoritative for the Theravada tradition of Buddhism. That's the tradition of Buddhism that is found today in Sri Lanka and the countries of Southeast Asia, Burma, Thailand, Cambodia, Laos. As far as we can tell, to try and place the Pali canon in context, in ancient India there existed several versions of the canon of Buddhist scriptures. And the Pali canon is just one version. It happens to be the only version that survives today in this ancient Indian language, but there appear to have been a number of different versions. These other versions survive perhaps in a few fragments in their original language and in part in translation within the Chinese and Tibetan canons. But the fact that the Pali canon is the only full canon of the ancient canons that survives in the Indian language means that it is particularly important for the study of the earliest form of Buddhism, for the earliest teachings of Buddhism. The Pali canon is divided into three sections, literally three baskets. The Vinaya, which contains the monastic code, the monastic rule for Buddhist monks and nuns. Then the second section are the suttas, or sayings of the Buddha, the dialogues or discourses of the Buddha. And finally, the third section is the Abhidhamma, the further teaching, the highest teaching, which basically contains an account of Buddhist systematic thought abstracted from the suttas, the discourses of the Buddha. So the sayings of the Buddha is an anthology, a collection of extracts from the second collection, the suttas, the discourses or sayings of the Buddha. This collection of suttas contains some of the oldest material, the oldest Buddhist literature. It's very difficult to be precise about the dates, but if we think in terms of the third or second centuries before the Christian era, we probably won't go too far wrong.